Hi everybody, and welcome to the Next Steps video. It's great to be with you. Well, today we are joined by our beautiful eldest daughter, Justine, and we're going to be talking about the Sabbath again. And before you go, oh no, not the Sabbath again, I encourage you to just go, okay, we're going to be talking about the Sabbath. Let's get into this and let's do it together. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall do no work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. That is our wonderful fourth commandment. And it's just become really apparent how so many people treat the Ten Commandments very seriously and couldn't imagine breaking many of the other commandments, certainly not consciously or unconsciously. But when it comes to the Sabbath, it has this apparent air of it being an optional extra. This is our optional extra commandment, and we may choose or may not choose to obey it. And I think we're sitting in a time in the body of Christ where we are really reaping what we've sown in terms of our obedience to the Sabbath. And we really feel to just push this now, to really go with this in our community and say, we have got to be a people who practice and are obedient to the Sabbath. What do you think, Jess?
Yeah, absolutely. I know you've spoken about it for years, and it's something we've implemented in our family, but it's continually changing and it looks different, but it is a commandment just like the other ones. It is so important that our kids know the importance of it, and they're not going to know that importance unless we know the importance of it. So, yeah.
That's right. It's what we demonstrate, isn't it? It's who we are is what we demonstrate. And so it is just a very important requirement in our life as sons and daughters of the living God and in our discipleship. At the moment, I'm reading this wonderful book that was recommended by Catherine Gallagher from Go Strategic. And if you haven't read this, or you're thinking about a book to read perhaps over the holiday period, summer holidays coming up, or over the Christmas break, I could highly encourage this book for you to read. And we'll have details about that in an upcoming newsletter as well. I just wanted to read you this one quote where he says, "You have not really learned a commandment until you have obeyed it. The church suffers today from Christians who know volumes more than they practice." And I read that and it was like, oh, yes, that is so true. That's so true for me in so many things. But isn't it true for all of us when it comes to the Sabbath? And so I think you have not really learned a commandment until you have obeyed it. So let's be a people who obey the Sabbath. So in part of our transforming in terms of the Sabbath, Justine and her family this year have been really, really praying into what does the Sabbath look like for them and how does it become even more greatly established in their lives. And she was given this just incredible revelation through the Holy Spirit from Father. And we had to have her on here today so she could begin to unpackage that with all of us. And it is something that as a community, I would love to see all of us really take the time to go through and embrace and see how this could fit in your family. It's actually a tool, a practical tool for implementing the Sabbath into our lives in a really structured and strategic way. And if you've struggled with the Sabbath, this might be a great place for you to start. And if you've been really diligent at implementing the Sabbath, this might be a next level for you to step into. So David and I were really blown away when we heard her share this with us. And so, Juzzy, do you want to take us on that journey that the Lord's taken you on and your family on over the last few months?
It actually started when we were reading Bruce's book and we were reading about the Sabbath. And he, at the very end of his chapter, he suggested three things that the Sabbath needs to be about. And that really just struck me. The disciplines that he mentioned, and there were just three simple things we need to enjoy God. But it really got me thinking about how the Sabbath actually is a different, it requires a different thing from us each time to really, truly Sabbath. And we have teens and tweens, and so we're really wrestling through what the Sabbath looks like for us. And I really heard from God that we needed to understand each Sabbath, what that Sabbath needed for our entire family. Not just one of us or two of us, but we needed to have a communal Sabbath and we needed to communally know what it was. And so this is elaborated a little bit after speaking with mum and dad, but we kind of landed on, you know, for us, we need five R's, and we need rest, renewal, reflection, reconnection, and rejoicing. And so each of those require a different level from us. And so that's really where the revelation started.
So Jesse, I just loved that, because not every Sabbath is the same, right? Sometimes you come into the Sabbath and you are absolutely exhausted. Like we've been after the last 6 weeks we hit our Sabbath on Monday and we were like, right, we are just doing nothing. We need rest. But other Sabbaths really are a time for something different. And so do you want to sort of talk through that a little bit more and how, what that means to you or how you've implemented that?
Yeah, so you're right. And especially with teens, we find come the weekend, come the Sunday, it would be very easy for a couple of them, not naming names, to sleep in all day and not leave their bed and stay in pajamas. And that really is that rest that we really need. That's not always appropriate for the rest of us. And so, you know, sometimes in our family, we need to spend the Sabbath together, really looking over and reflecting on our week, because there are some spiritual things we need to work through together. And so staying in bed till midday, we've wasted six valuable hours together where we could be really nutting out some spiritual issues, obedience issues, things like that. Sometimes it's about reconnection. You know, we really love to go visit our family at Noosa, and that's a real day of celebration and reconnection, and it brings delight to us. If we did that every weekend, we'd be exhausted. it's not even possible. Churches actually falls into reconnection for us a little bit as well, and so does rejoicing, because we love to go and worship and we love that corporate worship together with other people, but that requires getting up early and it requires a strong level of obedience by our children, and
actually it requires something of you to be at church as well, doesn't it? When you're going
to
institutional church, you can't just turn up and check out.
No. So
it does require a whole bunch of, you know,
we're a body, we're meant to bring something to it, not just go to church and take. And if we go to church completely exhausted, depleted, without being renewed in our who God's created us to be, it's not going to be of benefit to anyone in the body, especially us. Yeah. And so it does look different each week.
So as I talked about in the last Next Steps video, our what we do on the Sabbath, we've sort of talked about and planned with the Lord, you know, usually that Sunday or the Monday beforehand, before the upcoming Sabbath, we know what's happening, what's going on, we've got time to prepare. Is that something that you do as well? Do you like announce to the family, actually, this is the Sabbath we're moving into? Like, is that something you and Gerard do, or is it a little bit more play it by the ear and see where you land?
Oh, it's definitely, for us, it's definitely not play it by the ear. If anyone knows me, that is not a strong suit I have.
That was a setup question, that one.
That was a setup question. What we do is we allocate when the Sabbath is going to be the Sabbath before. So sometimes the hours change a little bit. Like we try to take a good full day, which is 24-hour period. Sometimes that's from midday Saturday to midday Sunday if we've got something on. Sometimes it's all day Sunday from dusk till dawn. And so the Sabbath before, we really know this is our allotted Sabbath time. And then usually by Wednesday, we have a real good sense of what we need. And that's just because I think sometimes things change with the kids' school, extracurricular, dryads work. We might go in going, this was what we want to do, and then go, no, God's saying, everything's falling apart. You need to sit down as a family and do a whole renewal and reconnection weekend. And so by Wednesday, we really sit down and go, this is what we're doing this Sabbath.
So, you know, thinking about our community and our people who are very driven and, you know, work really hard and, you know, have busy families. And I'm going to use that word busy because we're busy. For a lot of us, we really aren't under and in the yoke with our Lord. We are really running at a million miles an hour, doing a whole bunch of things. And maybe there's a whole bunch of those things we need to put down. But if we come to rest, Jazzy, you know, I want to really touch on this because, you know, I think sometimes people think rest is, well, I'm just going to go sleep for the whole day and I'm, you know, I'm just going to check out. And that's what rest is for me. So I know for Dad and I, you know, rest is, it's really coming into the Sabbath with that posture of rest that says, this is what we're going to do today. We're going to take it easy. Well, we're still going to engage with each other. We're going to engage with the Lord. When we had children at home, you know, we're going to engage with them, but we're going to just take it easy. It's not going to be a high activity day. We're not going to exhaust ourselves by doing all sorts of things, whether it's, you know, even good things. We're not going to go hike a mountain. We're not going to go, we're going to rest. We're actually going to allow that posture of rest to come upon us, and we're going to embrace it. And I think that's really the one that perhaps for a season, many of us in this community need to walk into or begin our Sabbath journey with that posture of rest and with the first R that that you've spoken about. What about some of the other R's, Jazzy? Do you want to perhaps go through that list for us again?
Yeah, so we're the same with rest. For us, it's that posture of ceasing striving. I can be quite driven and fantastically driven about transformation, but it's that sitting down on the inside for us that's resting. It's not sleeping until midday. I couldn't do that even if I wanted to, but it's that ceasing from striving. And then we had the renew. So we are called to renew our minds. We are called to walk in who God's created us to be. And so for me, that's what that renew process is. It's a realignment of our lives to God's will. And sometimes that can be tough. We need to renew our minds. We need to renew our attitudes. We need to put our old flesh to death and walk in the new creation God's given us. And so that's that renewal process. And we should be doing that every single day. Sometimes we need a Sabbath to really work through some of the big things in our lives. And that's for me what that renew process is. Then we have reflection. And for me, this was about considering everything God's doing for us and in us and taking stock of it. One of the great things you've talked a lot about is SLJs. And if we don't know where we've been, we have no idea where we're going. And so for me, that's what the reflection is sitting down with the kids, with Gerard, by myself, and we all do this, and take note of what went well this week, where was God working in us, what we need to work on and improve next week, where our flesh needs to die. So that's really what that reflection process is. And then reconnect. Reconnect was a word Mum came up with, which was fantastic, but it's really about that connection with other people, that relational time. You know, we're called to be a body, we're called to be in Christ, and we only bring a part of the puzzle. So sometimes we really do need to be in community with other like-minded Christians, like-minded brothers and sisters in Christ. And so that's what that connection process is. And then we have rejoice, which for me is, it should come through all of them. But specifically for our family, the rejoicing is that corporate worship or that corporate time. And sometimes our rejoicing is with our family at Noosa when we're whale watching from the beach. You know, that you can't do anything but rejoice in that time. We also put in our rejoicing corporate worship at an institutional church. And so that's really, they're really the five. They kind of, some of them overlap, but they do have a distinct purpose in their own world.
What I love about what Father has given you in this revelation is that these are really practical tools. Number one, because they all start with R, it's going
The
to be
five
easy to
R's.
remember. That's going to, and these things help, right? I think when
Yeah,
we've got
absolutely.
training tools that have a flow, it does make it easier to remember, and it does sort of, it captures us, it stays with us, it's just that little easier. And you know, so often revelation and truth is stolen from us, and we have to work really hard at remembering the revelation that Father has given us and hang on to it. And that doesn't just happen organically. That really doesn't happen organically. We must remember that our flesh is working against us, and there is an enemy who is working against us. And so when we get given a revelation like you've been given, Jaz, the most important thing we can do with it is write it down and go, wow, how can we master with this? How can we put this in so this becomes a you know, not something that's just a religious exercise that we're doing, but it becomes part of who we are. It becomes written on the tablet of our heart. This
It
is
goes back to that quote you shared at the start from that book. We
yeah
don't know something, we
yeah
don't
yeah
until we've implemented it and practiced it and mastered it. We
exactly
have to steward the revelation God gives us.
That's what we do. And because, you know, scripture also says to know and not to do is sin. So to, you know, we all know a great many things. We are living in a time where we are flooded with so many incredible teachings, with so much knowledge about scripture. But it really comes down to, what am I actually doing with that? How am I being obedient to my Father? Am I living a life that is yielded and surrendered to him? And my biggest heart's cry here for all of us in SRT is that we really are obedient to God's command to Sabbath, to rest, to take that time to be with him and to yield and surrender all that busy work stuff that's taken a hold of us outside of its rightful place. You know, work is worship, and we should work, and we should work hard as God's created and called us to. But we must rest, and we must explore all those parts of a Sabbath, like in that revelation that Father's given you, to see how we can Sabbath more strategically, more beautifully with him. Jaz, I really want to thank you for coming on board with us today and sharing this incredible revelation that Father's given you. It's really ministered to Dad and I, and really changed just how we approach the Sabbath now. We're just so excited by this. We really are. And I want to thank you for being obedient to listening to Father and getting this revelation in and doing the work with it, so that you could then teach it to us at the same time as you're really implementing it.
Packaging it.
Yeah, packaging it, that's right, in your family. So, and I guess for our SRT community, we really hope and pray that you hear something here. At our online intensive coming up in just a couple of weeks, Seamless, No Part Left Behind, let there be no part of the Sabbath left on the table for us as a community. And let's make sure that we are unpackaging this together. We really look forward to being with you at the online intensive. We're going to be talking about this and so many more things. So please join us. We love you dearly. Jazzy, again, thank you so much. Love you dearly too. So God bless you all. We'll see you in a couple of weeks at the online intensive. God bless you. And Bangkok